looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
This is Ben Fordham Live with Sydney's Best Breakfast on 2GB 873.
I'm going to need our entertainment editor, Peter Ford, for this one because a fight has broken out between two Hollywood actors, one of them the Australian Rebel Wilson, and she has accused another actor, Sacha Baron Cohen, who's married to an Aussie, by the way, of trying to block the release of her new book. You see, Rebel has dedicated an entire chapter about Sacha Baron Cohen's behaviour on set. And now she says, I will not be bullied or silenced with high-priced lawyers or PR crisis managers. The a-hole that I'm talking about in one chapter of my book is Sacha Baron Cohen. The English actor has come out in the past few hours and denied allegations of bad behaviour. Peter Ford is on the line. Pete, good morning.
Good morning to you, Ben. Well, it's great theatre. I mean, if you're selling a book, you want to have a breakout story, and Rebel's got that. And she's a very smart woman. She knows the power of publicity and getting these sort of stories going. So it's going to move copies of the book, which is meant to hit the streets next week.
So what does she accuse him of doing?
Well, we don't know the specifics, but we certainly know that she's been teasing this for over a week now. She hadn't named the person. The name only really came out last night, and she herself has sort of thrown the grenade and put the name out there. But she says an entire chapter is devoted to what a horrible person he is. And this happened, allegedly, on the set of a movie called The Brothers Grimsby, which she appeared in back in 2016. So she was still probably relatively new to the scene, the A-list scene at that point. And it wasn't a big name cast, actually, although Isla Fisher, as you mentioned there, the Australian actress who's married to Sacha, she was in the cast as well. But whatever happened on that set clearly displeased Rebel, and that's what this entire chapter is devoted to. So based on what Sasha's saying, he's obviously had an opportunity to read it and knows the details of what the allegations are. And as you mentioned, he's put out a fairly determined denial and reckons he can back it up.
And she claims that lawyers and PR crisis managers are putting pressure on her to pulp the book or get rid of the chapter.
Yeah, well, I'm sure in an ideal world, you know, Sacha would like the book to be injuncted and not to be able to go on sale. I would suspect we're probably past that point by now. That was what I was worried about when she was teasing all this last week. I thought, oh, I'm not sure, you're really kind of poking the bear a bit. You know, I would think the publishers would have been getting nervous that she'd gone in too soon to kind of hype up this stuff, the whole chapter that she's written about him, out of fear that he may have had the opportunity to injunct it. But it does apparently all hit the streets next week. Be curious to see what Sacha does next. I mean, he says he's got documentation, he's even got video, all this stuff to back up his claim that he's not a horrible person, and what he's got to say about Rebel, you know, because Rebel's got something of a few black marks on her own report card, I might add. You might recall a very famous story about when she named and shamed the wrong person who she claimed had been harassing her grandmother in Brisbane. And she contacted me at that time. She put up the wrong photograph. And I went online, it was Twitter, and I said, Rebel, that's not the person who you claim has harassed your grandmother. That's somebody else, totally, a very respected journalist.
Mm.
And she contacted me and said, well, what am I meant to do? And I said, well, you could delete it for a start. And she didn't want to delete it. She waited 48 hours to delete it, even though she knew very clearly it was the wrong person.
Okay, we'll see whether the lawyers get involved. Pete, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Ben.
Our entertainment editor, Peter Ford. And there is speculation that in the book that Rebel Wilson claims that when she was working on this film with Sacha Baron Cohen, that he kept on saying to her, can you go naked in this scene? And she kept on saying no.
If you've got a news tip, email ben@2gb.com.
Are you- you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.